I care. Words from Jesus.
You will show me the path of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Psalm 16:11. I know you, I see you, and I care about you. I care about each of your heartbreaks. I care about how you feel. I care about what you think. I care about the difficulties and hardships that you face. I care about the lives of your children. I care about your afflictions. I care about your struggles for finances. I care about your housing situation and your material needs. I care about the things that you need for your children and the repairs that your vehicle needs. I care about your spiritual struggles. I know your heart's desire is to please me and to love me the best you can. I receive you with open arms. I know that the love you send me through your labors of love to bring others into my kingdom, through your prayers, and through your love for others is sincere and genuine. It is precious in my sight. It shines before me as gold. Your love comes before my face as a sweet-smelling vapor that cools and refreshes. My precious child, I love you dearly. Seeing me in your circumstances. I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom in his wedding suit, or a bride with her jewels. Isaiah 61:10. No matter how inadequate you may feel, you can always look to me for help. You don't need to go to a special place or assume a certain posture to seek my face. Nor do you need to use elegant language or work to win my favor. I always look favorably on you because I see you clothed in my righteousness. I am alive in you, and I understand your thoughts perfectly. So a simple glance at me, made in faith, is enough to connect you to my help. Keep turning toward me, and your strength will be equal to the demands of your day. Seek to see me in the midst of your circumstances. Look for signs of my unseen presence as you walk along the path of life. Gratefulness opens not only your heart, but also your eyes. When you know me intimately, you can find me in myriad tiny details, as well as in the big picture of your life. Take time to notice all my blessings, small and large, and to thank me for them. Ask me also to train you in trusting me more consistently. Well-developed trust enables you to go across treacherous terrain without stumbling. The more challenging your journey, the more frequently you need to voice your confidence in me. You can pray, "Lord, I trust in your unfailing love." This short prayer reminds you that I am with you, I am taking care of you, and I love you forever. Golden Promises. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turned your back on a world corrupted by lust. 2 Peter 1:4. During this time of testing in your life, at times it seems to you to be unfair and unjust and too difficult to bear. But know and understand that in me you will find the strength you need to carry on. After you have passed through this Jordan of testing, this trial of your faith, you will see the promises I have given you for your future begin to be fulfilled, and you will know that my promises are true. So do not cast away your confidence in me, or allow yourself to fall into discouragement and despair. Continue to trust me, and see my hand and my love even in the smallest things of your life, in the supply of every small need, in the keeping of your health and strength, in the bonds of friendship you have forged. These are tokens of my love to you. The love of friends and family and their care and concern for you is a manifestation of my love for you. The words that I speak to you are a manifestation of my love for you. So do not be fearful of what the future holds, for there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a rainbow at the end of the storm, and a pot of gold awaiting you, the pure gold of my promises fulfilled in your life. Unfailing love. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. Psalm 52:8. When you are troubled, when you are perplexed or confused, come to me. Lay your head on my shoulder. Find your comfort in my eternal promises. Listen to the words that I will speak to your heart and mind. Find your strength and peace in me. Don't be afraid to trust me with your whole heart and with your life and with your future. Know that I do all things well. Put your hand in mine and I will lead you down a pleasant path with abundant blessing. I will refresh your spirit and lead you to the still waters where you can dip your hand in and be strengthened. I will lead you through every battle you face in life and bring you to places of peace, overcoming, and victory. At times I lead you down shadowy paths because I wish to open your eyes to my unconditional love, that you may learn about it, partake of it, and that you may learn in turn to love others with my unconditional love. In the past, your love for others has often hinged upon many things, upon outward appearance, good works, looking at a person's past, or how you were feeling at the time. But I wish for you to look upon each person as I look upon them, with immeasurable love, forgiving love, understanding love, that you may learn to share with others all that you have received. Learn to love others with the same kind of love that has brought you through many tight places, the love that has given you strength to go on, to forgive, and to keep on showing my loving kindness to others. This unconditional love will cast a needed veil over many faults and sins, both yours and those of others, and shine the light of my love on the paths of others. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.